we have issues, lots of them. Tonight, the women play at home. Yeah. We have an issue that we're trying to address, and that, of course, is breast cancer. We are honoring breast cancer survivors tonight, also raising money for a cure. So that is step one, and we'll talk about Saturday's doubleheader coming up. But definitely want to encourage people to come out and support the UALR women versus Louisiana Tech tonight.
Yeah, it's the pink game, Justin, tonight versus La Tech, and all survivors get in free. They get a, they've got pink T-shirts for sale, and they're going to have three great raffles. They got some really good prizes going on there over there tonight. And then on Saturday, Bale Kia is sponsoring a half-court shot to win a 2013 Kia Optima. One student will be drawn to shoot it at halftime. They make it, they win the car, and anything else.
Well, that's a heck of a deal.
What's the criteria for... I don't know if I missed it, but who can sign up and who can win and all that?
Are you a student?
And no, I am not a student.
And the question, and that goes a little deeper, were you ever a student?
What about
anywhere? Were you a student? Were you a student when you were at Arkansas?
It's a gray area, Joe. It's a gray area.
And by student, you mean was I signed up for classes or did I go to classes?
Technicalities, exactly. Technicalities.
I know I didn't play water polo in my spare time.
Joe, you must have been a darn fine student yourself. Having
I was. I was, I think, summa cum laude of
were
my
in
graduating
fraternity?
Class.
Yeah, he was in.
I was in all the fraternities.
He was in a couple of the sororities, too. My grandfather said he was in a fraternity called Tappa Nu Keg. I know a few guys who attended that particular fraternity.
A lot of people who were, but I wasn't.
Yeah, well, you know, look, I tell you what you ought to do, Joe, if you really want to get people excited about this, you need to do a raffle for a photo of that water polo team that you had together up at Arkansas when you were in school.
We were all in our Speedos. Yep, yes. That was pretty nice.
I can only imagine. Did they find it to be an unfair advantage that you could actually stand in the pool?
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I mean, it was.
Who else was on your team?
Ron Farrow. Who played for the New York Jets was 6'9". Billy Ray Smith.
That's right, Billy Ray Smith.
And Jay Gadberry.
Jay was?
Jay was the when you talk Jay, talk to Jay. Jay would, you know, tell you that he was the most dominant player of that. But you know,
who was the goalkeeper?
I was.
Oh, that was you.
Yep.
And
I never had to do anything with Billy Ray and Ron Farrow running around out there. I kind of just hung back and. Watch them abuse people.
And you had a tube. You had a tube around you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was inner tube.
You ruled by intimidation.
Yeah, I just hung back there and watched Billy Ray, you know, beat
the heck out of. You break one nose, it can have an impact for the entire
game. Beat the heck out of everybody. It was great.
We had Billy Ray Smith on. We're going to try to get him again.
Is he in San Diego?
Yeah, he does a radio show out there.
Yeah, we had him on a while back. Doubleheader Saturday, Joe, against South Alabama. Women at 4:30, men to follow at 7 o'clock. And three-game winning streak for you guys, including a couple of road victories. And as Pat and I were talking earlier, every road win is precious. And but you guys have done an extremely good job of defending that home court.
Yeah, I mean, and we're going to, you know, there's no weak sisters the rest of the way. Every game's going to be a dogfight. And South Alabama's no exception. I want to say they're 7-3 right now, and they play Thursday at ASU, and then they come to us on Saturday, and they're 4-2 on the road. So they got a kid named Rubit that's a low post player, about 6'8", and he is probably as good. He is the best pure low post player in our league. I mean, he gets about – he's averaging a double-double. He's 21, 22, and 11 every night. He gets like 7 offensive rebounds a game, so he is a load, as we like to say, and we got our hands full with him. He hit us up pretty good down there right before Christmas. We had a lot of trouble with him and didn't play very good. And again, they're on a roll and they're playing really good, so it's going to be another fun one.
Do they play? I'm looking at the schedule here now, and I haven't had a chance to peek yet, I guess, but. Looks like they play so they play at Arkansas State before
they
play you guys
Thursday
Saturday.
At ASU. Yep. Yeah.
Is it an advantage? You like having that extra day off to rest a little bit, or you like to kind of keep things going?
You know, man, I don't know. I mean, it goes.
I'll ask you Sunday.
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much the standard answer because you worry about losing that edge that you know you get in a routine and you give especially when you know you got a young team. We got you know. Get off your guard a little bit, and so you worry about that, but you welcome the rest. So it's 50-50.
Do you try to recreate that in practice, that competitiveness?
Yeah. You know, we're going to have, you know, we did a lot of individual stuff Monday and yesterday, and then today we're gonna get after it.
I mean, toss it up.
Yeah, we'll toss it up probably for a good 25 to 35 minutes and get after it.
Looking at your team, you can do that because at any point in time, you know, it's just so balanced in terms of the talent. So I can imagine that those guys have very competitive games, though, you know, first team versus second team, because they know at any point in time they could be put on that second team or they can earn a spot in that first team.
Well, you're right, Pat, and you know, hopefully that's what fuels the fire of your team on out, because competition is the greatest motivator. When a player knows that if he's not going to play well and he's not up to speed, that there's a cat sitting over there just dying to get in that is very capable of doing what he's not doing and the team winning. And that's when you have that, you know, and that keeps everybody on edge a little bit. That's when you really, really got a chance to, you know, hopefully, you know, get things going in the right direction big time, because it keeps everybody on edge and keeps everybody working hard with a little fear in them because they don't want to lose their spot.
Joe talked about Rubit. He is the second leading scorer in the league, a little over 19 a game. He's also the leading rebounder in the league, and Joe talked about his presence in the post, 10.9 a game. So certainly any guy that averages a double-double in any league certainly is getting the job done. So
yeah, that guy's going to make some money. I don't know if he's going to be in the NBA, but he'll be able to go overseas, and he's going to get a nice check. He's a heck of a player.
How many of those low post, back-to-the-basket guys do you see in college basketball? Still, or do you see that leaving?
Oh, it's not near as what it used to be, you know. And I think it's primarily, obviously, the 3-point line and the shot clock. I mean, as you know, back before those two items were there, you know, you were rewarded more for getting a higher percentage shot, and you had the time to work the ball as long as you needed to get that high percentage shot. Whereas, you know, now there's going to come a point in your possession, 10 seconds to go. You don't have time to reset and move the ball from side to side. Somebody's got to get in there and create something. Mm-hmm. And then also you're smaller, you know, obviously you get a guy that can shoot 40% from the 3-point line. That's like a guy shooting 60, 65% from the 2-point line. So that's a distinct advantage. So those two things have really, I think, hurt the ability of the low post player. But I still, you know, I tell my guys all the time, you know, if you get to where you can be a dominant low post player like this kid Rubit, I mean, you stick out like a sore thumb. And you're highly coveted, and because there's just not that, you know, they're hard to find. They've always been hard to find. They're even harder to find now.
Joe, Rubit was named Player of the Week in the Sun Belt a couple times already, but Will Neighbor is the reigning Player of the Week. Talk to me about his performance of the last week, and we all know how talented he is, but he's really, and we only got about a minute and a half left here, but he is certainly playing at a very high level right now.
Will's doing great. I mean, he's coming off shoulder surgery in the summer, so he's doing better. He's starting to get a feel for his outside shot back. You know, he's playing down in the middle. He's rebounding really well. We need everybody to rebound better, but he's becoming a presence in the post, which is really key for us offensively. Plus, his ability to step outside and shoot really is a matchup problem and a problem for teams, because a big guy has difficulty finding him on the perimeter. A small guy can't match up inside. He had a great week, and we need him to have a really good game Saturday if we're going to have a chance.
On a non-UALR note, I want to congratulate your daughter for a big performance last week. I think 25 in the game Friday night last week?
Yep. She played really good. She was homecoming queen and then went out and got 25. And I told her when I was standing out there, I said if she didn't get a double-double and they didn't win the game, she had to give the crown back.
she
went out and did it. So
there you go. Well,
I think we should have homecoming every night up there.
There you go. Well, I'm happy for her, happy for you. I know you guys are proud of her.
Yep,
so
she's a good kid.
All right, well, UALR at home against South Alabama this coming Saturday, part of a doubleheader, and again, the women at home tonight. So,
pink game. Everybody come out. It's the pink game tonight. Help support cancer.
Saturday, 2 3-game winning streaks on the line, I guess, South Alabama and UALR. So both teams certainly riding high right now. Watch as Joe's team tries to solve Rubik's Cube. Ooh, should be a lot of fun.
Nice.
You can use that. Yep. Joe, we appreciate you,
All right,
man.
Guys. Good talking to you.
Later. 4 pounds of concussion.